Now, in your years in Burnaby, did you pay attention to local politics at all? Did you know who to vote for and why? And was that
Oh
ever something
gosh,
you
I
argued
guess.
with your
Oh
neighbors
yeah.
about?
Well,
Or
I just remember it back then. I think it was the Lawsons where they were in office, right? Ed Lawson and is Doreen Lawson. They were,
that name rings a
right?
bell, yeah.
Those were the. I think one thing with Burnaby, they've had. It doesn't matter who's in office, it's been well run, and it's not necessarily the guy at the top. The key people in their positions are well, really have good administrative talents.
Do you remember any sort of political issues maybe that popped up, whether there were any
Oh gosh,
debates
what?
about this or that, or
I'm trying to think. I can't
I mean, you
think.
mentioned transportation was pretty lousy for a
Oh,
while.
I
Was that
couldn't.
a
Oh
sort of political
gosh,
issue?
I don't
Well,
know. Don't think you had much input in those days into that. I mean, you just took what you got. But I've been a member of the Burnaby Tennis Club since, and still am, and I'm a director. But, and that's been there a long time.
Do you remember when you first signed
Yes,
up?
I do. I was 1970.
But before that, you Daryl went to the Burnaby hockey.
Oh yeah,
Oh,
he
at the
was
Winter
at.
Club?
Oh,
Yeah.
he
Oh,
was
so
in
you weren't
Winter.
too far away.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
no, that's
Winter.
right. Yeah.
They were always involved.
Yeah,
The
in sports.
two younger
Two
ones.
young ones.
Well, Daryl, the middle one, he was
Oh, he wanted to be in everything.
swimming. He was in barracudas. He was softball. He was skiing. He was. He was. And that, I thank him for getting me into tennis because that's where he wanted to go.
Well, what year would be when he was skating at the or hockey at the Burnaby Club there?
At the Burnaby,
Would that be in the 50s,
no, yeah,
60s?
he would have been. See, he would have been six. I think he was six. Six or seven. So that's he was born in 58, 58. Yeah,
Oh,
58.
so it'd be in the 60s then,
Yeah,
I guess, yeah.
and six is yeah. Well, we so that would have been
64, but when
65.
you
We
moved
were
here,
moved
yeah.
in 64, so 65 he was.
And there were facilities, so the Winter Club was
Oh, the
nearby. There
Winter
were
Club,
playing
yeah.
fields and swimming
Yeah.
pools to use.
Yeah, the C.G. Brown was there. It's
Okay.
always been there forever. They took him to the they got their swimming lessons there. Yeah, that part was actually very good because for us, of course, being so close, it was excellent. Except in hockey, you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know that.
Oh, yes. And
For games.
when you were at your the Deer Lake Place home, was transportation any improved, or did you have a
No, that
car
was
by that
still. Oh, that
time, or
was.
you had to have cars?
Oh, actually, yeah.
Yeah, because there's nothing ran up. I guess. Well, I don't know where the bus
Um,
ran because
actually, I
luckily I
think
had a
Royal
car.
Oak would have been the
Royal,
one,
yeah.
and then I'm not sure whether
Gilpin?
did they go along Sprott.
I don't know, dear.
I don't think so.
I
I
think we
think it
both
was,
had cars.
you had Canada Way here, and you had Royal Oak, and you're kind of in the center. But I don't remember actually. Thank God I had a car, because I don't remember taking the bus
And in the
back.
60s, do you remember whether there was more going on in Burnaby in terms of, recreation and entertainment? Were you still
Oh,
happy
I
to go
think
into
it.
Vancouver? Was it a bit
No, I
more?
think there was a fair amount of every. Because the Y came along. I remember going to Tai Chi classes and doing yoga, and yeah, that was good.
I think
And I
the.
actually even went to Capitol Hill
Oh.
after, even for my yoga
Okay.
class. And
And the
oh,
Arts Center, I think,
yeah,
formed in
yeah, that was li
67-ish.
yeah, that was that came a little later. Yeah. It came a few times when they first started out. Then of course the skating rink, but they always went to the Burnaby Winter Club. But that was good.
I guess between, oh, sorry.
And then there was, well, of course, then BCIT was for our son. Then he went to UBC first, and then he went to BCIT, which is really when it's just around the corner from where we were. So that was close. What else was around?
Taking the freeway went in during the time
Oh, yes.
You were out in Burnaby.
Yes, it was.
Did that have an impact on
your
lives?
Yeah, I think it did. Well, actually, that's when one of the neighbors got killed on the freeway there. Yeah, that was...
What year, that was, what year did we go to Mexico?
1967.
Well, this was again where we lived in Deer Lake Place. There was a young family, same age as ourselves, or kids, as four or five houses over.
Yeah, down the end of the
down
block,
the
basically.
Block.
Yeah.
And apparently a couple of kids were taking dancing lessons or something, and for some reason they had to go into Vancouver for these lessons, separate cars. And coming back, it was the one of the cars. Was he killed?
He was killed.
Anyway, coming back, she's coming back, and there's an accident on the Meridian there between...
Off a boundary and between Willingdon and whatever.
Okay.
There's a major accident. Apparently a car from the other side came across the Meridian. And hit this car, and it was her husband. It bothered me. I couldn't sleep for nights just thinking about how these things happen. And we had for years talked about, we'd never been out of Vancouver or the Lower Mainland, and we going to Mexico. I always remember we dreamed about someday going to Mexico. I was in my office down in Gastown there when shortly after, and I thought, you know what? We're going to Mexico now. And you know, we didn't have the money, but luckily I had taken a class at Dale Carnegie, and I had met this guy. I was taking the same class, and he was in a travel agency, and I told him that, you know, I want to go to Mexico, and he said, I tell you what, it's a good time. CPR had a special deal that you could buy the fare and put it and pay over 12 months. You know, I mean, I thought, great, and this and that, right?
Yeah.
So we got together, and we booked this flight to Mexico for, what, 2 weeks?
Yep.
2 weeks. Anyhow, that's beside the... But that, we're getting back to her story about this couple. Just...
Yeah, there was...
Such a tragic thing that it really... Well, when I think about it, it still bothers me, but at the time, I was really bothered by it. And I thought, God, you know, it can happen to any one of us. And I thought, well, if we can, let's do it and do it now. And then after that, we went several times. But
yeah,
I don't know
actually
why that has
that area. Actually, a lot of great people came out of there still, and some are still there. Actually,
we're in there. Well,
oh,
we
yeah,
have good friends from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's Barb Spitz, who ran for office. There's Dr. What were their names? I think they're still there.
There's the Masons, who were very big business and machine, brother
sewing
machines.
Machine, yeah. And then there's Edwards and Edwards, the
lawyers.
And And then there was Shivers, the realty agents. And
well, you know what it was? It actually, because of the type of homes and that, it brought a lot of business people or professionals into that area there. I mean, I was just a shoe traveler, but again, there was a good mix of these people, and we all got along.
Actually,
we're still friends with a lot of them that are still around.